Hello and praise Jesus from the Light for Kings, wherever you are listening from. Good morning, good evening, good night, whatever time it is you're listening to. Welcome to the Light for Kings. My name is Efantas, and I'm in studio joined with...
My name is Dennis Oero Ashira.
My name is Betty Wanja.
And my name is Ashley Njeri.
Yeah, so we want to say indeed it has been a long period, but we thank God even for this opportunity that we've gotten to record. I said my name is Efantas, but I can also say that I'm the born of God, the B-O-G. So today we are discussing something very interesting, and it's about prayer. So why do we pray? Why do you guys pray? But before that, I'm going to welcome our one and only Ashley to give us a quote. It's a quote of wisdom.
Yeah, word of wisdom. So it says, we do not run to prayer, we come from a place of prayer.
Yeah.
Food for that. Like, we do not, whenever things happen in life, we are not to run to prayer, but
yeah,
always come from a place of prayer. Yeah.
All right.
So prayer is not a reaction.
Ooh.
So it means, it's not a reaction. It's not a something that was caused by circumstances.
It's not an event.
It's not an event.
It's not an event. It's a lifestyle.
Come on.
Yeah.
All right.
So, you know, Jovan, you know the way we normally say, the church that I attend, we normally have a worship, like an event called a worship experience. But when you look at it, worship is a lifestyle. It's not that you come there to like worship for the first time. It's meant to be like something that you're experiencing as a lifestyle. The same case applies to prayer.
Yeah.
It's not an event that you're running to, like an emergency rescue center, but rather it's something that you're meant to come, like as a believer, prayer is meant to be your, when you're Christ to say, my meat is to do the will of God.
Mm-hmm.
Our meat is to pray and to live in a place of prayer and fellowshipping with God daily.
Wow, so that's really interesting, because I just remembered there's a meme, or rather a funny quote that goes around in Kenya. I know that people are going to listen to us from outside the country. Well, we are recording in Kenya, Nairobi specifically. So it goes this way. There's this person who was asked, what insurance cover do you have? And the person said, my mom's prayers are my insurance cover.
Yeah.
So that was really funny, and it was really good, because at the bottom there, it had a vernacular kind of a prayer that was done in Kikuyu. Of course, if you know the language Kikuyu. So this person was saying that their parents pray for them whenever they go out, whenever they come in. It was funny. It is funnier when it's said in Kiswahili, because I know we'll all relate to what it's saying. But looking at it from that perspective, I think James 5:16, the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much.
Yes.
So, effective fervent prayer of a righteous man, even your mom, even your dad, whoever that person is, it will avail much, because that's the reason why you don't get sick. When you're out there, you're crossing the road, no vehicles will come and hit you. Nothing of the sort will happen, because there's a prayer that was made. Even if it was not made by you yourself, it has been made by someone. So, what is the essence of prayer? Is prayer now a place, maybe an insurance cover? I don't know. Because it has a lot. It has, but of course, prayer, I think, is mainly from what I know and what I believe. It's meant to build that relationship with God. And that's why I actually began by saying you do not run to prayer. It means that, of course, you don't have a good prayer life, a good relationship with God. You come from a place of prayer. Like, you're like, I've come from a place of prayer, and this thing is not going to disturb me. So I think that's it from my perspective.
Okay. For me, prayer means a communication with God. And communication, from the word of God, where the disciples asked Jesus to teach us to pray.
Yeah.
And also, there's that now how the way Jesus taught them to pray. Mm. But first, God says, when you go to pray, go to your closet and close the door.
Mm.
And here, closet, because that time, Jesus, akwanda closet.
Oh no.
If you think about it, did Jesus had a physical closet where he put his clothes and put his shuka and robes into what into shoes?
No, sandals.
Some sandals there. That's like when someone says closet, that's a picture of closet.
Because you've watched the movie War Room.
And if you think of that time, I don't think akina Peter, akina disciples, Jesus had at the closet to bedroom. This is where I keep my things. So from also hearing from videos and all that, that closet meant even the Bible, King's heart. Now go to it talks about your heart, the posture of your heart.
Yeah.
And when you're going to talk to God, make sure your heart is right.
Mm.
Whatever you're meditating on is right. What you have put in your heart, you have good motive, all those the good things in your heart.
Mm.
And anything that is not of God, make sure it's not there, because it will prevent you from the time of prayer. It will prevent you even from God hearing your prayer, because God is holy and God is righteous.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to be righteous and holy when you go into the presence of God.
Yeah.
And now that's why you clean your closet, and then God says shut the door to make sure nothing of evil, nothing of, I mean, there's nothing that will distract you when you're in your time of praying. Whether it's jealousy, all manner of things that comes in our heart, the idols that people worship and all that. That's the time now. It's you and your God, and it's a precious time. So it is not all about the shouting, because even there's a time God says that people come to me and pray and shout, Lord, Lord, and worship, but their heart is not in God, because God sees the heart, the motive. So for me, prayer first is where is your heart. And it's not about the shouting and the what and the, it's just about, it's a personal thing. It's a heart, because you can be here and talking and someone is praying, and even me, I can be praying in my heart when I'm doing my things. So it's just first of all, the posture of your heart. For me,
I think I find that interesting. And coming back to Jesus, now you ask yourself a question: did Jesus pray so that he can perform miracles, or he performed miracles because he prayed? Okay, it's a paradox. It's a question that you can poke holes. But the disciples saw two things: they saw Jesus perform miracles, and they saw him pray. And they were able to establish that he does not get this strength through exercising, that now he's healed 10 people. So the 11th person, he will heal better. But the fact that he had communion and communication with God. Now, back to communication. Communication, this during the World War, both 1 and 2, what determined the country that would win was the country that had better communication. That is, I don't know if it's the British or the US, they invented radar. Radar was able to communicate that there's a plane that is around this area, or there are cars or something. They were able to determine that. Now, the country that first figured that out was the country that won. In a sense, the first temptation that Jesus was encountered with is the place of feeding himself, like what he took in
for the Son of God.
Yes, turn this stone into bread.
Yeah.
But Jesus said,
"Man shall not live
by bread alone, but every word that proceeds the mouth of God." So communication is that important, that it is the first thing even the devil tempts you with. That is, what do you feeds you, like? How is your communication? Like, okay, I know you may stretch your point. Okay, I've stretched that point. But
just the thought of communication is so important that even when it came to temptation, that was the first thing that Jesus was asked, what feeds you? And what feeds us is communication and communion with God. That's what sustains us.
Wow, interesting enough. But also, I'm also looking at it from a place of now what feeds you. There's quite a lot that is that may be around us. There's the environment that you're talking about, and the environment has an effect on
even fear, insecurities,
your internal environment.
Actually, the external at times affects what is on the inside at times. And now that's where I think. There's this time in Luke chapter 5 when we're told that Jesus often withdrew from the crowd and went to pray. And looking at it from in a deeper perspective, I think, I don't know whether it was after or when the people wanted to make him king because he had performed a miracle. I don't know when it was, but we can just do some research and read. But he, of course, withdrew from the crowd because he saw that... whatever the environment was feeding him, as Washira said, was not that which is of God, that was not in line with the will of God. So that's why he had to withdraw and of course go and feed in the right place. And now even when he's coming to this environment that is trying to feed him, he's the one that is feeding the environment. So of course now he is coming from the place of prayer.
I have a question in that regard. So, personally, like you can say maybe past experience, negative, preferably, so that we all learn. What has fed your prayer life in the past that was not in the will of God? Miss Ashley.
Okay, let me say the one that comes to mind, it could be just it. I tend to... Like, I love engaging in conversations with people. And so there's a time it got to a point where, like, now I'm praying so that when I go and talk to people, I'm speaking wisdom, eh? Like, what would you...
What would you... Your sense.
What manner of lady is this? You know, like, it got to a point where, like, I'm not praying to commune with God or to hear his voice, even for my own sake. I'm there to be like, so that, you know, when like you, like these statements that normally rhyme, like God is the chief piece, yani, like two rhyming words, then it makes a very, okay, we were giving an example before. This one is a true example, like how God is the source and as you seek him as the source, he'll sort out your resources. You know, like such statements, they are so aish. That's such a profound statement. So I got to a point where I was praying and reading the word just so that I can get that wisdom to speak out there. But then I, like, there's a day I sat and I was like, it is just recently actually, like I felt sadness in my heart because I'm like, all that time I've been seeking God for his presence with a TS, not presence. Not seeking his presence, but just seeking his
another one.
You know, seeking the gift and not the giver. Like, I'm seeking the gift of wisdom, but not the giver. Hallelujah. So, like, it's okay. I'm glad I now, like, know better that it doesn't. It's like from that place of me just seeking God, he will sort out all these other things. I don't have to be there so that I can get 10 very fancy statements and very like big words to challenge people's minds, but rather as I commune with God, these other things, as Matthew 6 33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these other things. Could it be that wisdom? Could it be favor? Could it be peace? Could it be now even material things? They will be added to you. Yeah. So it was a negative.
Sorry about that. A negative thing.
Oh my. A powerful point.
We are just fixing our minds. So apologies for that.
It was a negative thing. Like I was using I was using prayer in a negative way, but I thank God later on I've come to realize that's not the right way to do things.
Yeah.
And now
yeah.
I'm doing it the right way. Mm. I believe so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fantastic.
Mm. Mm-hmm. All right. So I think for me, I can say that what negative thing affected my prayer life?
Was feeding your prayer life? Like what were you looking?
The motive,
for, like yeah. maybe the fame, maybe the for girls to see this man.
Mother, give me visibility.
When people see me, they see me.
For me, it was a very interesting one because I really like the people that are around me, and I really treasure people a lot. So mine was, the first thing was, I think fear of losing the people that are around me also led me to pray in a certain way, because yes there has been losses, mm-hmm. but I was like from a while back, you realize that you're making the same prayer. And when you're praying God concerning those people, you pray in a certain order.
Mm.
That's how I believe things should work. And actually, I can say that I saw it working.
Mm.
But of course, now when I came to realize that in the story of Job, he lost what he had because there was some certain fear somewhere.
Yeah.
Like that place of fear is now one thing that made me now come back to my senses, and I was like, do I really just pray because I'm fearing that we might lose our sources of income, we might lose all this, the breadwinner of the family, all these things. And then when I came to realize that, of course, it's not from that place, it was a negative thing. But of course, I think at that time, of course God, we were told that in a time of ignorance God winked. So at that time of course God will listen and God will answer, because he's like, okay, I will give you what you want, just take. Because maybe it will now make you, draw you closer to God, to some extent. It will, to some extent, God will use everything. And it just reminded me of a certain song that I've listened, that God doesn't lose a battle, God doesn't waste a battle. That's the word that person says, that this God uses those things that have been like the rubbles of the war to make you now elevate higher. Like he will use the rubbles and come up if maybe a certain building has collapsed.
Yeah,
he will make you ascend using those rubbles.
Mm.
So he will make use of each and every resource. He doesn't waste any resource. So if this is the resource, God has seen that this person is willing enough to spend 2 minutes every day praying for his family.
Mm.
That was me now.
Yeah.
Of course, it's not that I don't pray for my family any longer, but I do pray, but with a better understanding.
Mm.
So that was it. Fear was the biggest challenge, and maybe the biggest negative food, quote unquote, that I had.
Yeah. Okay. I think mine one is fear, but let me say the other one. This one is kind of recent. It's a conversation we were having with Ashley a while ago, and it was a statement. Now the statement says, selfish ambition and vain glory. That is, when you go before God, you're like, Father, I pray that you may bless me, increase me, Lord,
expand me.
Bless me. Oh, Nini, make me a voice for my generation. Oh, Nini, hey. You see, like all these things, the only thing that you're saying is me. Lord, me, you know me, God, me. Any, it's the place of you putting yourself as the center and you want to be exalted.
Mm.
Basically, not that Christ may be seen in you, but that you may be seen. As I think Ashley was saying, that I may be exactly. seen in me.
Exactly. You see,
like, wow, that was one thing that really, it made me assess my prayer life. In a sense, now I'm getting to understand that I'm actually communing with God.
Mm-hmm.
There's a song that says, I'm not here for blessings. Jesus, you don't owe me anything. But yeah. more than anything that you can give,
I just want you. Yeah.
So like the place of just understanding that the greatest gift, if you have the one who conquered the world, how would you want to conquer it again? And it's already conquered. So that one, and a lot of fear. This one is very recent. I think I'm speaking like from a place of where I'm at right now. Fear of the future, of the unknown, fear of failure, all these fears. Now every time I'm praying, I pray from a place of insecurity.
Yeah.
And everything has been secured by God. So I'm coming to now a place where I'm not praying based on aspect. Yes.
Imagine mine is the same as the hunter's. Like, hey, Mimi, it's fear. Fear of loss, fear of, you know, things going wrong. So that's why I used to pray. Yani, you felt like...
you cover with the blood of Jesus.
Yeah, everything. Yani, I used to say, like, if I don't pray, hey, things will fall apart.
Yeah.
I'm a fear, even I won't be at peace.
But
even I ask myself, if God told me everything will be fine for the next, like, 100 years, nothing, I will not lose anyone by accident or sickness. There will not be anyone be sick in my family. They will, you know, all of us will be elevation, going from glory to glory and all that. How will be my prayer life, you know? So I thought, ay, baby, why do I fear? Like, I pray because I fear. And I just settle, everything is fine. Everything will be well with me and my family and my friends too. So what I said now, so what should I be praying about? So I now started seeing it's all about God, and it's all about His will. Now, what God do you want? You know, what do you want me to accomplish? What do you want me to do? So now it started being more of Him, not more of me. So even when I'm praying, I don't have pressure. I don't have fear. I don't fear anything. You know, so that's now a peaceful prayer life. Not even you can pray for long. Yeah, without thinking, I'm praying for my mom now, and then I started praying for my sister, and then I pray for my dad. My prayer life for 1 hour can be like, I'm praying for this, praying.
That time you also cry.
Then emotion. So now I see that prayer life is just a whole like 1 hour lamentation. and all that, but now a prayer life of just of peace, of praying for things. Even you remember people, you remember other things, maybe the even purpose, even your marriage. Me, I never used to pray about marriage because I can't in my mind is just my mom, my brother, my sister, my mom. So I don't focus about the future, I focus about the past and the present. But now I got delivered by the word of God.
Well, thanks to God.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I think we've all shared, and I believe for the person who's listening, there's an area that you can relate to. And once again, we're going to bring you back to the scripture that we began with, James 5:16, that says there's some versions that say effectual, the effective and fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. So the effectiveness of your prayer, how effective is your prayer? And to make the prayer effective, I think one thing that I've really captured, and actually Ashley had mentioned, is that we remember this, that God has exalted His word above His name. It's somewhere in, I think, Psalms chapter 8 verse 4 or chapter 4 verse 8. I'm not so sure, but you can just search it out. He has exalted His word. His word above His name. And you can use the word of God, that is the scriptures, when you're praying. That's how you're going to make it effective. And now how to make it fervent is, now pray, as Betty had shared, with all your heart and with all your mind in that prayer. At times there are a lot of distraction, and that's why we told not to to deactivate from the world at that time, from the environment, and go in a closet, quote unquote, whereby you can now seek God effectively and fervently. this environment is not going to be there. It's now you to make it happen.
Mm.
And I believe it can happen because the mindset is there. Like you're seeking God. And we can say a lot about prayer, but I believe that even as you're listening to this, that intention that you have in your heart, that God has released that grace already. And our prayer is that for each and every one of us, even ourselves, even us who are sharing, that barrier that is there, that has caused us to stumble when it comes to the place of prayer, that it will be lifted in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that each and every one of us will experience God in a different dimension, in a different perspective, in a way that we're not just going to prayer for us now to talk, but for us to listen to God, more of listening to God rather than for us talking. So that is our prayer for each and every one of us. And I believe we are coming to the end of the podcast today. Maybe I will just give each and every one of us maybe a second or something to give your parting shot. I think I've done mine and I've done the prayer on my end.
Yeah.
So we can go in this order. Okay. Dennis, Betty, and then Ashley.
Okay. I think my parting shot is, number one, there's a sermon. It's by Joshua Selman, Apostle Joshua Selman. The sermon is called, "What Seekest Thou?" So, what are you seeking? Write it down. And discerned by the Holy Spirit. And one statement I will make myself is, and even as I work on my prayer life, is, Holy Spirit, help me pray. Because prayer is a gift. You cannot pray by might. You can spend 8 hours seeking God's face and not even seeing His hand.
Wow.
So just taking that moment to ask Holy Spirit, teach me how to pray.
Mm-hmm.
What should I pray for? And even getting to understand gifts like praying in tongues. Is that in the will of God for me? Can I pray in tongues? How do I pray in tongues? Getting to understand God's word. How do I pray in line with God's word?
Mm-hmm.
And getting to understand that God has never left. He's inside of me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm His temple. God is there. So He knows.
Yeah.
So how do I talk to Him? Not seem like I am telling Him.
Mm.
Like you're telling God to do this. Anyway, I don't want to digress. But it was a statement I was thinking in my mind. How, of course, there's a time to decree.
Mm.
There's a time to call out. There's a time to rebuke, to cast down. But you want to tell me every time you go into prayer, you're just rebuking. You just, I rebuke. And God is like, you don't want to know about your future. You don't want to pray for your family. You don't want to pray for your marriage. You just want to rebuke.
Mm-hmm.
There's a time where you go to God and you're not decreeing. Like, there's a time where you go and you just be still before God's presence and tell Him, God, what do you want to tell me? With a notebook and just write it down. So, yeah.
Okay, thank you. My parting shot is to remind you and me, when we go to pray, God is listening. God is listening and God will answer.
Yeah.
He will not take 100 years to answer our prayer, but He will listen. He'll be there because He's a Father who loves and who have mercy on His people and who is eager and waiting for us to pray to Him. And also to remember that He knows what we need. He knows everything. So when we go to pray, we just have to believe He's there and He's listening and He will answer. So we can say anything we can just be open to Him because He's our God.
Yeah.
Yeah. And only imagine the only God who will help you.
Mm.
Yeah. So yeah, that's my parting shot.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
For me, it's like I keep just hearing the need to sit at the feet of Jesus, just to remain at his feet and to just be there and to be still and know that he's God. And even the song that Dennis was saying, not going to God for blessings or for things, but rather acknowledging that truly God doesn't owe me anything. I'm just, the thing that I should even desire the most is his presence and that intimacy. There's some time back I read somewhere that the things you do for God, they will never supersede or they'll never be more important than you, your relationship with him, like that communion and that intimacy with him. So for me, every day, it's just a challenge to me that let me not be caught up doing so many things. You know, remember the Mary Mother story?
Mm-hmm.
Mother, Mother, you're worried about so many things, mm-hmm. but Mary has chosen the needful.
Yeah.
And for me, every day is a prayer that God, may I just choose the needful. There's also another scripture that normally says that many of you will come to me saying, Lord, Lord, but I will, like, they will be cast away because I did not know you. That place of knowing God, that place of intimacy, such that I'm not running to God as, hey, something has happened, emergency, yani, save me from this, but remaining there, like there's no point where I'm leaving his presence to maybe do try do things for him, but just remaining at his feet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow, that's really interesting. It just reminded me that there's a Kikuyu song that says, "In God's place, am I in heaven? There's no dustbin for prayers." So yeah, that God does not just listen and then go, and as the kunja kunja, and then he's throwing them like this. He doesn't do that.
Yeah.
So God listens, and of course, we pray that that which you're seeking out, and of course, it's not the end of our topic or talk about prayers. There's a lot of things that we can talk about prayers, like what are the different types of prayer that we can make, prayer of petition, intercession, all that. But this is just the beginning. We're just scratching the surface, and it's a seed that you're planting, and you pray that it will grow in your hearts in as much as it is growing also in our hearts. Yeah, so we've come to the end of today's session or today's podcast, and my name is Efantos. I'm the BOG, that is the born of God.
Now I'm DW Ashira.
I am Betty Wanja, WOG.
Hey.
Come on. I was waiting for someone to say something.
Hey, interesting.
Okay, and I am Ashlyn Jerry. I used to say TSO. And I am still TSO, like totally sold out to Christ. Yeah.
Amen. So we are wishing you a wonderful and a productive week or day ahead, a productive month. God bless you so much. From the Light for Kings, we love you so much.
Shalom.
Peace. Bye.